Well, I can't tell you what words are hard to find at this hour as we gather here. And I'm grateful to be together with you at our parish church to celebrate a day of Thanksgiving. And to join the celebration, Father Carl, who's been a good friend of mine for many years, even before ordination, way back when in the 60s. And he's a lot older than me. He's going to be the big 8-0 in August. And he's also going to be 53 years. He'll be 53 years a priest in December. So we were at each other's ordination, so it's good to be with you, Father Carl. He said, the 7:30 Mass this morning, and he said, well, I've got nothing better to do. I think I'll show up at 10. So here he is. And then Deacon Dan, who's always been a true co-worker of the Lord, is 30 years for Deacon Dan and serving us as our deacon. Thank you. And of course, my fellow co-workers in the field, our parish staff members, could you please stand, my parish staff members? Where are you, dear? Please, all my parish co-workers. Thank you. And by any chance, how many of you were at St. Mary's Cathedral in 1974? Anybody here at the ordination 50 years ago? Wow. How many of you were born in 74? Wow. Well, I'm grateful to be above ground at this hour of my life, and it's great to be with you. Somebody gave me a beautiful, back in 74, the population of the world was 3.99 billion, and the United States was 2.13 million. And get this, a new car was $4,400, and a gallon of gas was 53 cents. And that was just at a time, gas went up to, I think, 89 cents. And I wonder, will anybody have enough money to get to Lansing for ordination? Boy, times have changed. It's amazing. And so that's very good. At 5 decades, 50 years, 600 months, that's a long time. We're not going to be here that long today, so we're going to... How can I make a return to the Lord? How can I make a return to the Lord for all God has done for me? I mean, big time. For all the Lord has done for me. You think the United States has a big debt looming over it at $33.1 trillion. Friends, I have a bigger debt that I owe from 76 plus years above ground. After a lengthy time of prolonged labor in the delivery room, the doctor came out of the delivery room in January of 1948 and asked my dad, Pete, who do you want me to save, the mother or the child? My dad, who only went to school to 8th grade, responded, I need them both. By God's grace, God heard our prayer. Later, moving on, when I was 9 or 10 years old in the neighborhood, we had a bad case of mumps. And I prayed, dear God, don't let me get the mumps. Please, dear God, don't let me get the mumps. I promise you I'll do something for you. Because the remedy in the neighborhood was to rub you down with sardine oil and hot towels. That's why I don't eat sardines. I never got the mumps. So when I was a sophomore in high school, my mother, my dad's brother, Uncle Tony, a family friend and myself were coming home from bingo at Holy Rosary. It was a February evening, a Sunday evening, February 10th, 1963. And we were in a car accident right on Bridge Hill Road and Covert Road. And in that car accident, my uncle died. Our family friend was in the hospital for 6 months. My mother, 4 months. And I walked out with just a scrape on my tooth, on my lip. I knew I had a debt to pay. At first, I thought if I became a missionary to foreign lands, I could repay that bill. But I heard the voice of the Lord say, stay close to home. Your people are my people. Call them by name. Love them and serve them in my name. And how amazing that 50 years later, today's gospel from John is the exact same gospel at my ordination 50 years ago. It was not you who chose me. It was I who chose you to go forth and to bring fruit that will remain. In these 50 years, I have been so blessed to share the seasons of life with God's people, with its ups and downs, its highs and lows, good times, not so good times, but so many wonderful persons that I call family and friends. It's interesting, in my travels to places, I may be gone only 3, 4, 5 days. I get homesick. because you have become very much part of my DNA. One of the greatest blessings has been to share the celebrations of the cycles of life. Baptisms, Holy Communions, confessions, confirmations, marriages, anniversaries, anointings, and yes, even at that sacred time of passing on. What wonderful holy moments. Myself and all priests treasure those moments, sacred gifts from God to remember and give thanks for. Most importantly, today is a day to give credit to where credit is due. Thank you to our generous, our faithful, loving, forgiving God, whose blessings are without number and whose mercies are without end. I thank God every day for my parents who nurtured me and lived by faith and a generous spirit of trust. I thank God for you, my people, who have welcomed me as one of your own, who have truly showered me with kindness and compassion and generosity, patience, prayers, encouragement, and unbelievable support. And of course, I thank God for my beloved partners in ministry, my co-workers, and so many who have shared in the ongoing happenings of life in a parish in this time of the church that's challenging but so exciting. And what a wonderful time to enter the ministry as we open up the church to the people of God. So all of our gifts are needed. All are welcome. And together we are the living body of Christ. And I mustn't forget the many persons marked the sign of faith who have been called home to be with God. I, for one, look forward to seeing them in the land of the living and being in their company. And many times in my prayer and thought, I think of them, asking them to watch over and guide us all. So thank you all for being here today. I hope you know how uplifting it is to gather together and to pray as we do in God's company. Not only myself, but my brother priests are privileged to serve with you, are so grateful for your example, for all the ways that you lift up your heart and your mind to God. Truly a song of praise, a song of thanksgiving. I wanted to keep this today very simple and not a whole lot of extra to do because of time and other constraints. So I asked Julie if we could have a couple of songs that are my favorite, the first and closing song and the many songs we sing. They're all beautiful. So I got more than two songs. I got the Celebration Choir, the Celebration Brass Choir, the Celebration Bell Ring Quartets, and the instrumentalists. Let's give them a special thank you. They're wonderful, beautiful. It's truly a great day to make the sun shine in our hearts and renew us for what is yet to come. And of course, we're not done yet. We continue the journey, one day at a time. Whether tomorrow is with good or ill, we'll triumph through those sorrows and rise to give you praise. So I'd like to close the prayer of meditation spoken by Bishop Ken Untner, also echoed by Cardinal John Dearden and Pope Francis in a recent prayer to priests and to us all. It helps now and then to step back and take a long view. The kingdom is not only beyond our efforts, it's even beyond our vision. We accomplish in our lifetime only a tiny fraction of the magnificent enterprise that is God's work. Nothing we do is complete, which is a way of saying that the kingdom always lies beyond it. This is what we're about. We plant the seeds that one day will grow. We water seeds already planted, knowing they will hold future promise. We lay foundations that will need further development. This enables us to do something. We cannot do everything, and there's a sense of liberation in that. So we may be incomplete, but it is a beginning, a step along the way, the opportunity for God's grace to enter in and do the rest. We may never see the end results, but that is the difference between the master builder and the worker. We are workers, not master builders, ministers, not messiahs. We are prophets of a future, not our own. And so, dear friends, with gratitude for all that has been, all that is and will be, we praise God, to whom all blessings flow. We pray, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.